A Secret Shared. Written and read by Flower Parish. This is a Sense8 fic, rated for teen and up audiences, featuring the relationship Wolfgang/Kala/Rajan. Rajan is many things, a romantic, an optimist, an opportunist, but he has never been a fool. In many ways, life would have been easier for him, kinder to him, if he was foolish. But, alas, that has never been the case. Rajan knows from the start that Kala is holding something back. It is understandable. He seeks to court her, to win her affection, and Rajan is no fool, and so he knows better than to think she will simply love him at first sight, no matter how quickly he fell for her from the moment his eyes fell upon her. For all that he knew, in that moment, that his heart would forever yearn for hers, Rajan has had many years on this earth in which to learn that most people do not feel the same way that he does. Deeply, passionately, steadfastly, tempered only by experience, logic, common sense. He falls deeply, and he sees clearly, and he watches Kala slowly fall in love with him, even as he knows she is still holding something back. It does not matter. Whenever others bring him their concerns, and he waves them away, he knows they think him a fool. But it is not foolishness that drives him in this choice. He loves Kala, and he wants to be with her, and he trusts her to know herself well enough that when she agrees to marry him, she wants this too. She does not owe him the truth of her every thought, her every action. She owes him nothing more than she promises in their vows, and she owes him honesty if she decides to take a different path in life later on. He loves her, and she loves him, and for a while, life is not easy, it is not perfect, but it is bliss. And then, his beloved Kala approaches him with fear in her eyes, words rapid, jumbled, not making any sense. She slips into languages he does not speak, her gaze loses focus. At times, he is certain she is talking to people he cannot see. It would be easy to assume she is crazy, but Rajan has never chosen the easy path out of fear or laziness. He will not do so now, when the choice he makes now may very well be the most important choice he ever makes. He makes the only choice he ever could. He listens, and he trusts, and he follows. Rajan sees the blonde man and thinks, "Oh." He feels a lurch inside his diaphragm that he has only felt once before, the first time he saw Kala. He does not have time to worry, because he sees the way Kala avoids looking at the man, Wolfgang, even as she seems to gravitate toward him. They orbit each other, never quite allowing themselves to draw close, at least not in this plane, in the physical space that Rajan can see, and he thinks again, "Oh, this man is Kala's secret. They all are, to some degree. She has kept her connection to them a closely guarded secret, and Rajan cannot fault her for that. He would never. The desire to protect herself is understandable. The need to protect her cluster is incontestable. But the tension between the two of them, an invisible string connecting them that's drawn taut as they try to distance themselves from one another, is clear as daylight to Rajan. He knows Kala, and he knows what she looks like when she is in love. He does not know Wolfgang, but he knows from the mirror what it looks like to be in love with Kala. It did not matter to him, before, what secrets she was keeping. It does not matter to him now, either. Or rather, it matters quite a lot, but perhaps not for the reason anyone else might expect. He leans over to Kala and whispers, "If what is mine is yours, and what is yours is mine, does that apply to your handsome boyfriend?" Her eyes widen, and her mouth opens in shock. For a moment, she only stares at him, disbelief slowly shifting into hope, and finally settling on delight. She kisses him fiercely, pulls away breathless, and when she pulls back and says, "Let's find out," he can almost, almost see both of them there speaking the words. The end.